Good evening and welcome to Eroticism Magazine's weekly podcast. My name is Kevin, the erotic photographer, and I'm your host. This season so far, I've had a lineup of incredible guests from the adult entertainment industry, from porn stars to cam models and content creators. On February 16th, Eroticism Magazine celebrated 15 years since we first launched in Spanish, and 14 plus years that we were free to the readers and proudly served as a tool to promote aspiring and accomplished ladies from sex workers to swingers and hot wives. Eroticism Magazine also proudly covered erotic events including Sex Expo in Mexico City, Black Tape Artist events, gay pride marches, and the famous Miss Mexico Gay for over 8,000 monthly readers in both languages. Now, for all our new listeners, eroticism is something that has the quality or character of being able to arouse sexual excitement or feelings. Now, this quality may be found in many forms of artwork, including paintings, photography, drama, films, music, literature, and of course, in today's advertising. Now, I have said that eroticism is a state of sexual arousal or sexual excitement, an insistent sexual impulse, desire, or pattern of thoughts, or the anticipation of it. It also refers to one's ability to experience sexual thoughts and desires.
And so, tonight's very special guest is adult entertainer Jada Cruz. Jada is also host on the Cox Models podcast here on Anchor FM. So slide over there as well, favorite, and listen to Jada interview more industry talents. I stumbled upon Jada thanks to Valentina Bellucci. I'm guessing Jada did a scene and Valentina and Vince tweeted a photo of the three of them, and I just sort of fell in lust. So welcome on the podcast, Jada.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it was such a pleasure. I mean, I just have this thing about girls with ink. You know, and apart from that, I'm not mainstream. You know, I'm not a blonde hair, blue eyed girl guy. I like exotic. I like ladies of color, ladies from different places. But you can keep the blonde hair, blue eyed girls.
Well, I'm glad that I definitely fit into your taste. So thank you very much.
So tell us, who is Jada Cruz?
Where
do you come from?
So I'm actually originally from Washington State, and I moved to LA a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I got into the industry, which is a whole other story, but I've been doing adult films for almost 5 years now. It'll be 5 years in August.
Wow, and I thought you were new.
No. I was independent for a really long time, and I tried to navigate the industry by myself type of thing. But I realized I definitely need an agent. I need guidance. So I went ahead and I reached out to Cox Models, and they signed me. And I'm having the best time of my life. I'm meeting all these new people. I'm shooting. I'm traveling. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's good. When did you get into the adult industry, actually jump into it?
So I got into it, it's been such a long time. About 3 or 4 years ago, I got into the adult industry because I used to come out to LA a lot, because I was a dancer. So I used to dance at the club. And there was this guy who came in, and he was like, oh my god, you're so stunning, like, I want a VIP dance with you. So I was like, okay, cool. So we went to the VIP room, and then he told me that he works for cams.com. So I was like, oh, cool. And he was like, have you ever done anything live, or have you done any sort of type of porn? And I was like, no. And at that time, I just got out of a relationship. I was with a guy for about 6 years. So I only had sex with one guy before getting into porn.
Wow.
So he tells me, he's like, well, I have an award ceremony type of thing. And it's this weekend, and it's called Why Not Cam? Like, do you want to be my date? And I was like, okay, sure. I mean, there's free food, free drinks. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, when I heard that, I immediately was like, I'm so fucking game. Like, I'm so ready. So I went ahead and I put together an outfit. He picked me up and I went. And at that time, I was going by my, like, stage name as a stripper, which is Trixie. So, like, that's what he knew me as.
Okay.
And so I remember we were there, and this, like, fucking reporter lady comes up to us, and she's talking to him. And then she puts the microphone on me and the camera on me, and I, like, fucking froze up. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, fuck. And she was like, oh, and she's like, and what's your name? And I was like, fuck, I don't know what name to go ahead and give him, or, like, you know, like.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. So I went ahead and I was like freezing up, like super scared. And then he was like, her name's Jada Cruz. And then, so I was like, I don't even know how he came up with it. So then the rest of the night, I was going by Jada. So everyone was like calling me Jada. That's how I got my name, was the same night that I went to that show. And then I got all these cards to shoot. Like, I got a bunch of, like, business cards, and I was like, okay, like, you know, this will just be in the back of my head. I don't know if I'm actually gonna do it. And then what had happened was I went to work the next day, and it was incredibly slow. I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's so slow. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, you know, I have bills coming out, like, this
is. When you say you went to work, you mean as a dancer?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I was like, one film won't hurt. Like, no one's gonna see it. It'll just, you know, that'll be it, right? That's what I thought at the time. And then so I literally did, like, I put all my cards out, like, on this, like, the hotel I was staying at, on the bed, and I just picked a random one. I called them and I was like, hey, like, I met you last weekend. I was wondering if I could still shoot. So they were like, yeah. So I, you know, I went and got tested. I did my shoot. My first shoot was with a girl. Never been with a girl before. Yeah, I never had anything in my ass too. So we put a toy there, like, my first shoot, and, like, it was, like, all new experiences for my first shoot. So I did my first one, and then from there I just, like, kind of felt, like, found myself shooting more and more and more, and, like, kind of, like, self-booking for a little bit. And then I was like, I want to actually go ahead and do this. Like, this is actually a lot of fun. Like, I really like this. Like, I just, like, kind of just fell in love with the industry. So then I went ahead and got an agent, and I've been with them since. So yeah, it's been a trip for sure.
Well, that, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, self-booking is good if you've got the position, you know, and you've developed an image and you're big in the industry. Self-booking is,
oh yeah,
okay.
Totally.
But if you're just starting out in this, I mean, without, you know, hooking up with an agency, and, you know, you're just going to be like a saltwater fish in a freshwater pond, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what studios and fellow porn stars have you worked with recently? Who did you like the most, and would you repeat again and again?
Yeah, so actually tonight I'm working with Charles Dara, so I'm actually really, really excited. I worked with my agent, Connor Cox. Who else have I worked with? Oh, I worked with Step House.
Oh, yeah,
I worked with them, and they were amazing. I had so much fun shooting for them. And then I shot for First Time Videos recently.
Okay.
In Arizona, so that was tons of fun. So I'm finding myself shooting a bunch of different things lately, and it's been really cool. Yeah, and I've been traveling a lot more. Actually leave this weekend to Arizona, and then I'll be at XBiz, so I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, you're gonna be at XBiz in Miami.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Are you gonna be there?
I'm not gonna be able to make Chicago. I'm not gonna be able to make Miami. I've got a Netflix documentary that we're finishing up, like, the end of May, first week of June. So,
oh, that's so exciting!
Yeah, it's kind of up in the air when I'm actually going to get back to the U.S. So, but it's going to be probably in mid-June.
That's so exciting! I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be in Spanish, obviously, because it's being done. You know, like, I worked on a telenovela in the past.
Telenovela.
Yeah, and it's all in Spanish, but, you know, people tune in to watch the girls, you know.
Yeah.
We had quite a variety of young ladies there, and So they contacted me recently, and I was already to leave here, and the producer contacted me. She's like, hey, we really need you to help us on this. I mean, it's basically, it's not a positive, I wouldn't call it a sex positive documentary. It's going to highlight the problem of sex trafficking in Latin America and South America, as well as the recent, you know, string of homicides of sex workers, trans, lesbian, escorts. There's just been like a big influx of it in Mexico. So this is what their whole...
Yeah, so it's definitely going to be informative.
It's going to be informative, yep.
That's definitely, I think, something that people should learn about and definitely kind of inform themselves with, like, what's going on. Because I feel like people get so wrapped up with everything else that you forget what's going on, you know, outside of your environment and outside of where you live. So that's actually going to be kind of cool to actually watch, just so, you know, like, I can gain some knowledge on that too. And I feel like that's important for me to also learn, because I am in sex work, you know, I'm in the industry, so.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've had, you know, Mexico's been plagued for a few years. You know, I did, back in 2016, I think it was, I covered the Miss Mexico Gay pageant, which, you know, it leads up to the Miss World Gay pageant. And it's all trans models. And the day after the pageant, two of the top trans girls were killed. So it's just kind of, it's a sad thing. And the police don't investigate anything that has anything to do with sex work. And so, I mean, that's basically the reason that the producers want to expose what's going on. Mexico came in number one in child pornography. And number one in child sex trafficking, the worst in the world.
Oh my gosh.
Well, so we are first in something.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I mean, that'll definitely be very informative, and I can't wait. Just let me know when it drops and stuff. And I'll be sure to go ahead and promote it too, because that's definitely something that I think people should go ahead and see.
Yeah, and it's going to be on Netflix, so, I mean, anybody that has Netflix will be able to see it. And I'm sure that somebody will pirate it. But so, now I want to get down and dirty and ask some really tough questions.
Ooh, okay.
I've been studying Jada Cruz for a little while now, ever since I saw you with Valentina and Vince. Now, they call you the blowjob queen. Now, how do you feel about that gag spit?
Oh my gosh. I've been called that quite a bit, and I absolutely love the title. I write off that high. I think it's the coolest nickname. So I wholeheartedly love being called the blowjob queen.
and the question is, do you live up to it?
I live up to it. I for sure do. And the thing is, I think that's one of my favorite things to actually shoot is, you know, like the sloppy, really, like, you know, crazy ass fucking blowjobs where I just like look insane. Like I look nuts. Like
that's I've seen a few of your videos and you definitely look like you enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for me. I think that also is just, I'm really big with like facial expressions too.
You are very big with facial expressions.
Yeah, and I kind of adapted that with a lot of my films. So I definitely like to use that a lot, and I like to definitely have that show. So it's kind of cool to do that with like POV scenes. It's like my favorite because like I can just kind of just like watch myself and just like, you know, like you kind of figure out like what looks best on you, like how to make your eyes look and all that. So yeah, I love being called the blowjob queen. I definitely live up to that.
Wow. I mean, yeah, my ex was also, she was a porn star, pole dancer, and she did live sex shows on stage here in Mexico. She was dubbed the blowjob queen by an Italian porn star. Personally speaking, I've had much better, but hey, to each his own. And I mean, yeah, I mean, you attribute your oral fame to how much you enjoy it, right? And
yeah.
And your facial expressions, they show it. From the moment the camera starts rolling, you know, you look like, hey, I'm down for some good sex.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the most important part is, Like, everything that's, like, with porn, it's, like, everything leading up to actual penetration is so fucking important. With how you look and, you know, like, everything that you're going ahead and doing. So, I mean, that's what I've learned.
I would tell you to use waterproof makeup, but, I mean, the thing is, it's part of the attraction, I think, to see all the mascara running down.
Oh, yeah, and the thing is that it's so funny, because I wear fake lashes, and sometimes my lash will, like, slide off onto my cheek or my forehead, and, like, you know, guys sometimes will try to fix it or, like, you know, put it back on my eye, and I'm like, no, just leave it. Like, I feel like it's part of the whole thing. Like, just leave it on my cheek.
Exactly.
If it slides onto my boob, it's fine. Like, if it's, like, you know, across the room, if I'm only rocking with one lash, it's perfectly fine. We'll deal with it, you know? Let's just keep going.
Yeah, there you go. As long as it's not stuck on his dick, I mean, you know, you're okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to see that. That'd be pretty funny, but, you know.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to have to swallow, you wouldn't want to end up swallowing it.
Yeah, that probably would. It'll look like a little fucking, like, spider on his dick or something.
Exactly. No, and apart from that, your oral scenes are sopping wet. And I mean, yeah. It's so easy to slide it down.
Yeah, I love a lot of spit, for sure. I think that's one of my kinks that... It's kind of funny, because a lot of, like, I didn't know what I really was into sexually growing up. Just because, like, I grew up kind of sheltered, and I went to, like, a private school and all that, and I honestly didn't know what sex was till I was, like, 17 or 18. I really fucking didn't.
Wow.
And then, like, with my ex, like, yeah, like, we had sex, but it's, like, it wasn't, like, anything crazy like that, you know? It's boyfriend, girlfriend sex. It's, like, yeah. And I was young. So, like, I didn't really develop...
And you weren't a porn star by then.
Yeah, I wasn't a porn star. Like, if you told me some of the shit that I do now, if you told me that back then, I would be like, you're fucking lying. There's no way. And, yeah, I feel like a lot of the things that I'm, like, super into now, I would have never been into back then. And, like, you know, porn's been great to me because I've been able to go ahead and, like, figure out, like, what exactly I'm into, what, you know... what I think is hot, and it's been very interesting for me.
Well, I told you I did a lot of digging.
Yeah.
I did a lot of research. So, who is Jada Spice?
Jada Spice, oh my god, my alternate ego. So she is fun, she's a party animal.
She's that party girl.
Yeah, she's a party girl. She's party girl Jada. So, like, yeah, that's who she is. So she's, like, the fun, flirty, and party side of Jada Cruz, for sure.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't think there was any other side to Jada Cruz other than the party side.
Yeah, that's all there is. But, yeah, she's a party girl. That's what she is. She likes to have fun.
Now, what are you doing, what are you willing to do on set? You do oral, obviously. Anal?
So here's the thing. I will do everything under the sun on set, you know. Of course, it's all talked about, but I have not done an anal scene. Never done an anal scene. For some reason, I can't train my ass to go ahead and do anal. And I wish that I could, because, you know, it looks really good on camera and it looks so much fun to shoot. But for some reason, like, I haven't been able to go ahead and, I guess, like, get over that hump where it, like, it hurts, you know? Like, I'll try to go ahead and do it, but then I'm like, I start to get scared, and then it starts to hurt really bad, so then I have to stop. So I haven't done anal, and I haven't really done any anal scenes. Like, I'll try, I'll, like, do an attempt, but it just never happens.
And boy, girl, obviously.
Obviously, boy, girl, like, you know, I'll do, you know, boy, girl, you know, like,
double penetration or double vaginal?
I'm open to it, yes. I have not done a scene like that yet.
You haven't done it.
But I'm open to it. Yeah, for sure. I would definitely do a gang bang.
But you haven't done it yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite position?
My favorite position? Oh my gosh. I would have to say it'd be doggy. I would have to be doggy, because I
feel
like
choice.
yeah, it like gets deep in there, and like that's the best feeling when you're having sex, is like when it gets like deep in there, you know.
And your second favorite position, do you have a go-to position?
I like being on top.
Cowgirl.
Yeah, I like being on top for sure. I feel like it's like the easiest way to go ahead and make me come. Yeah.
I can see that, because you have complete control.
You have complete control, and not only that, like it's like the whole like the guy is like submissive type of thing. Like you're doing all the work, like I don't know, but then sometimes I get tired halfway and I'm like, okay, hold on, I need a break. Like, so yeah, we'll have to stop and stuff, so yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like, unless you are a marathon runner, it's hard to keep, you know, 30 minutes of riding.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's like totally normal with anybody, you know, that like you have to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think people think that us as like porn stars, we, you know, are like over here fucking like rabbits, and like
we're like Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, like we're over here just fucking just like taking massive loads and shit, and it's insane. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no, like I need water.
Yeah, and people don't understand. I think people that aren't in the industry and that haven't done anything in the industry, they don't understand that when we're not working, you know, we basically try to lead a semi-normal life. We're not in porn star mode 24/7.
I've had this conversation with several people, and it's nuts because, like, I've done quite a bit of interviews where people ask me, like, oh, like, what do you do when you're not shooting? And I'm like, well, what does anybody do when they're not working? I mean, you're hanging out with friends, you're, you know, enjoying nature, you're outside, you're...
That was my next question, you know? What do you do? What are your personal likes? Do you have sports?
So, I actually have an art background, and I paint in my free time, so that's kind of fun. I like to go to museums, and there's a lot of art here in Los Angeles, which is pretty cool, so I like going ahead and going to museums here. I'm a very private person, where I like my alone time, and I've definitely have like adapted to kind of being a hermit when I'm not shooting. So I like to just stay at home. I like to paint. You know, I like swimming and going to the beach. I have a couple close friends that live by that aren't in the industry, so it's kind of refreshing too to go ahead and like hang out with people that I know that just like kind of just do the same things that I do when I'm not shooting. It's like cool to have people to like, you know, paint with and, you know, just chill. So
you haven't done any type of sports? You don't play golf, you don't play tennis?
Oh my gosh, no. So I was
scuba
never
diving?
I was never a sports girl growing up. I tried to play basketball when I was younger, and there's like videos that like you know my family has of me where like I'm like chasing the girl around for the ball. And it just like I don't think I understood the concept of what basketball was. And it was just like so funny to me. Like, no, I never have been into sports of any kind.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I was definitely like the artsy, like nerdy girl in school that, you know, nobody really talked to. And then yeah, so
I mean I can sort of relate to the younger days, you know, and when I guess I was semi nerdy and jockish. Mm-hmm. I played football, I played baseball, and you know, I paid for my college being a paramedic in New York. But my principal thing once I got out was photography. And people that I went to school with say that every day I just walked around with a camera hanging around my neck. From the time they can remember. My aunt says it was from the time I was like 12. I was going around town taking pictures of people and taking pictures of my friends, dressing them up as firemen and things like that. So, I mean, I have to take her word for it because all that stuff got lost in Hurricane Doria back in the 70s. But, you get into a groove. But I tried to diversify. I became a scuba instructor and started teaching underwater photography and underwater videography. I play golf, I play tennis, and I try to be a little bit more social. I mean, I do like my alone time. I enjoy my alone time, but we all need that, you know, intimacy and that contact and non-sexual and sexual, you know. So, you know, I feel that, you know, we really need to diversify, particularly in our business, you know, and having a good psychiatrist.
that is so important in this industry. Oh my gosh, I am so thankful for my lady that I go ahead and talk to. And like, you know, I used to be ashamed to even go ahead and say that like, you know, that, you know, that I, you know, have a therapist or whatever. But no, I'm not ashamed at all. I think it's so important, and it's been such a great, like, healthy aspect of my life.
It is. It's really important. And I mean, I would never do away with that. Just the problem. Now, getting back to the U.S., I'm going to have to find a new...
A new person.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's... I think, well, my life has changed a lot since I got out of relationships. You know, a friend of mine basically said to me, stop having relationships, just have sex. and she's a girl. So yeah, of course, I took her advice. But, you know, ever since I stopped putting so much pressure on myself, you know, to be in a relationship, to have a relationship, yeah, I've been so much better. And even, you know, my psychiatrist said, you've been doing so much better. He took me off the medication that I was on, because I really suffered since I was a kid with severe depression.
Yeah,
I had severe depression and anxiety, and I was taking medication for years. And finally, he was able to wean me off of that medication, and I feel great. You know, every once in a while, I do take, like last night, I do indulge in a couple of fingers of bourbon, and today being 420, you know, a little 420 today, and to take the edge off.
Yeah, I can't. It's funny because I can't smoke weed because I get paranoid.
God.
So, yeah, I get scared. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I, like, will smoke and then, like, you know, like, I'll try to, like, you know, be outside or, like, you know, like, I'll be with a friend and when, like, you know, we stop at, like, the store or something or get ice cream. And I'm over here thinking, like, oh my god, everybody here is looking at me because they know I'm so fucking high right now. Like, and they're judging me. And, like, I don't know. Like, I just get super paranoid and, like, scared. And, like, I feel like it's almost, like, too euphoric for me in a way.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, it does affect everybody differently. And
Yeah, for sure. So I think that's the reason
you don't want to drink. You don't want to be doing tequila shots. And then 420, you definitely don't want to be doing that.
No. I feel like that's definitely a bad combo. So
it is.
It's definitely one or the other. And like what was it? Like last Monday, I went out and I was like, I don't know what's happening to me lately. I think I'm just turning into a grandma or something because
can't have that.
I know. I drank like maybe like only a couple like glasses of champagne and I was wrecked. Like I was wrecked and like, oh my gosh, it was a mess. So I'm learning now. I'm like, okay, this is what I can go ahead and drink. This is what I can't drink. I need to drink water. So
yeah, there you go. You have to mix it up a little bit. You can't keep drinking shots of tequila and things like that. But I mean, hey, to each his own. You know, some people can drink a whole bottle,
which is nuts to me.
Well, I mean, a couple of years ago, I had a girl here from Colombia, and she was staying with me while we were shooting. She was staying in what we called the Eroticism Mansion. We had a little mansion there next to the Mexican president's house, and her and I did two bottles of Don Julio 70 in the course of like 3 hours, and we were transmitting live on Periscope, and whatever happened after that we don't remember. They closed my account for adult content or something. So I do remember her giving me a lap dance, but after that, I mean, it's all a blur. And for her as well, we just know that we both woke up naked, well, me with my socks on and her with her leather jacket on, but we were completely naked except for that. And we don't remember anything.
Oh, yeah, no, everybody's had a night or two of that. And that was me last Monday. I don't know, it was so bad because I was in the Uber and I told the Uber driver, I was like, hey, I need you to pull over because I have to fucking puke. So he pulls over, and then the next day I like checked my account.
And he charged a cleaning fee.
Yeah, no, I got hit with the cleaning fee, and I was like, oh my gosh, of course.
Yeah, you missed the road.
I was like, of course this would happen to me. I was like, how drunk was I? Like, oh my gosh. So
yeah, I've had those. And it happens.
It definitely does happen. And it's never happened to me before, so I mean, it had to happen at some point, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It does. You have to do it once, at least. It may not be for you, but you have to try it at least.
Yeah, and you know, I'm in my 20s, so it was going to happen either way at some point.
When I was in my 20s, and I was in New York, and I was doing all of the parties for Fashion and for Rolling Stone magazine, mm-hmm. when I tell you, I mean, there were nights I don't remember going home. Or I don't remember how I got home, I should say. Sometimes the clubs were not far from my studio, so I would just walk there and then walk back. But, I mean, there were just so many times that I don't remember taking a cab or taking the bus or getting a ride or anything, but I woke up in my bed.
Yeah, it definitely does happen.
But, yeah, once I started traveling to do shoots in other countries and stuff, I got better. I stopped drinking. I realized that being in a country, you know, like Venezuela or the Netherlands, and getting drunk and not remembering anything is not a good thing.
Yeah, so I'm originally from the Philippines, so that's my background. And over there, I haven't gone for a really long time. I'm supposed to be going in December, actually. But I remember, like, my family, they would drink like a fucking fish.
my family also were drinkers.
Yeah, like they love partying over there, and you know, they in the Philippines they really love beer, and so maybe it was just my family, but like there's this beer called Red Horse that they would always go ahead and buy.
Oh, okay.
And, like kids can go ahead and buy alcohol there, obviously too. It's crazy. So, like
here in Mexico.
Yeah, no, it was nuts because like I remember like my grandpa was like, hey, like go to the store across over there, and he's like, get me this, and I was like, am I allowed to? Like, is that allowed?
Yeah, right. And you're wondering like, well, what's up with that?
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely different from over here for sure.
Now, what do you like about the adult industry?
What I like about it is it's definitely all a learning experience, and it's very empowering for me as a woman. I mean, it's also really cool to travel. Like I said, you meet tons of people, and not only that, I like how open it is. So I feel like people, they get scared sometimes with like talking about sex. Or like, you know, like what exactly sex is, and sex gets very, very complicated. And I like that within this industry, everything is just so fucking open. You know what I mean?
It's just
everything's just out there. And, you know, I have met some of the greatest people. Like, I'm really good friends with my agents, and, you know, I'm making friends even just doing with, you know, with our podcast that I have with them. So that's what's been my favorite, is like honestly the journey within itself.
Do you feel like you're part of a community? Do you feel like that we're actually still?
I feel like, yeah. And the thing is that it's all so fucking like close knit, where like everybody really does know everyone. Like it seems really big, but it's also small. And I've been like, you know, making a lot of friends like everywhere, where like, you know, I'm like, oh, like I'm not gonna see them for a while because they live over here, but like, no, I have noticed like we all kind of just run into each other because we're either in LA or in Vegas, you know.
There are the hot spots that we all gather at.
It's been cool though too, because like I have been able to, you know, see so many different places, and also just, you know, have fun while doing it. So it's I also like it too, because I can make my own hours type of thing, where I'm not I can go ahead and decide, like, you know, when I want to shoot and stuff, and yeah.
And do you have OnlyFans, and you have or ManyVids or any of the other?
I have OnlyFans. I have ManyVids. Yes, I do. And
make sure we put that in the description so people can connect with you there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And the thing is that I actually started out, when I started out doing porn, I started out with mainstream first. I didn't start off doing like OnlyFans until like later on. So like I'm relatively new into actually like getting my OnlyFans going and like, you know, my ManyVids going, because for a while I was just like, you know, doing like my mainstream videos and that was it. So I did the total opposite what everybody else does usually.
What happened was, I mean, there was a big transition in 2020 with the COVID outbreak and all of the restrictions that were placed on us everywhere in the world. So people weren't, you know, they were looking for other medias to earn money. You know, the magazine was always free up until the pandemic hit. And then when the pandemic hit and I couldn't do any more vanilla work, no more vanilla shoots, no more, you know, no more fashion shoots, no more catalog shoots, everything was literally struck down for 18 months. So as you start running out of money, you start looking for creative ways to earn it. And the magazine was, as a free magazine, it had 8,000 readers in two languages. Mm-hmm. You know, so I thought, well, why not capitalize on that? So we started by asking the readers to donate, which didn't work. It just was like a complete failure. So Zinio, the mainstream magazine rack in the UK, they contacted me and they were like, hey, can we work out something to put the magazine on our rack? And I was like, well, it's an adult magazine, because I got shot down by a bunch of other magazines, but other magazine racks. And I was like, it is an adult publication. I'm like, yeah, that's okay. We've got Penthouse, we've got Hustler, we've got Barely Legal. We've got them all. 214 magazines from all around the world. And I was like, oh, that's great. So I started with them just last June. It's not even been a year yet. And we've been doing relatively well. We had subscribers who resubscribed, which means, you know, hey, we're doing something right. And we're not that typical magazine like Playboy or Penthouse where you get it to read the articles. You don't read the articles. There's no articles. Basically, you might find one article about a particular cam model or you know, about a content creator or a porn star or something. But it's a picture article, you know, and the rest of it is all full page and double page images in high definition, you know, 300, 600 DPIs. And, you know, the people seem to like that. They don't, you know, you're not going to go back and tell your wife that, you know, I got it for the article. Oh, show me the article you're reading. Oh, it's this one. This one here, the shaved pussy one. That's the one I was reading. Yeah. So, it's just kind of different, you know. We kind of have a different thing going on. And I like it, you know, because it's giving me now a chance to give the models, you know, not only promotion, you know, but exposure, image creation. We were actually the fifth most popular magazine on the Zinio in February. We were the fifth most popular. And I mean, we were the only one we weren't ahead of course, was Penthouse. That was the only one that was ahead of us. They had Penthouse from different countries and they were leading the way, but we were in fifth and I was very, very, very pleased with that. And so now we're back down to 17. Which happens sometimes when you change from one issue to another issue. We actually dropped in March down to number 27 or 25 or something like that, but we're crawling back to the top again. It goes basically by the amount of people that purchase the magazine, I guess, from what they tell me. And it's by region. So the US might see it differently than Canada, you know, who might see it different from Germany. So, I mean, I enjoy it. I like what I'm doing. I mean, I've always done it. Photography has always been my thing, but
we'll definitely have to do a photo shoot when you're back.
We will. I don't know if it's going to be in Miami or if it's going to be in Los Angeles or maybe Las Vegas. I had one
either
of my
way, we'll make it work for sure.
Yeah, one of my girls wants to live with me and share rents, but she wants to live in Colorado, and I don't know if there's a lot of industry business in Colorado. But, I mean, it is relatively close, I guess, to Las Vegas and relatively close to Los Angeles and stuff. But I don't know. I haven't made that decision yet. I do have a place in South Carolina in Myrtle Beach, but it won't be empty until December. I've got renters there until December. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'll definitely be cool for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a nice little townhouse there on the beach. Nice hearing you hum. Now, what don't you like about the adult industry? Is there anything that you don't like? I mean,
oh gosh. Well, I feel like what I don't like is, like, it does in some capacity go ahead and it does affect, like, you know, like it's affected like certain everyday things in my life. Like, you know, with, like, in terms of, like, dating, for instance, oh, yeah. That's hell. That's fucking hell. So that just doesn't happen. Definitely with, like, a lot of, like, my friendships that I've had, with people, they've looked at me differently. And then also just, you know, sometimes that, like, you get so wrapped up into shooting where, you kind of forget to have time for yourself. Sometimes. So I feel like I've definitely have learned to not give a fuck about, you know, what other people think of what I'm doing. And also making sure that, like, you know, what's most important, what's most valuable is that I'm getting the rest that I need and that, you know, I'm still taking care of myself, like, you know, in terms of, like, therapy, my mental health, and, like, you know, I'm having those couple days in between shoots where, you know, I'm just, like, able to just, you know, have a moment. And I think those are the two things really, is just, like, you know, like, me, like, you know, keeping track with myself and also, like, everyday life. Because the thing is that people do this thing where they're like, oh yeah, I definitely would go ahead and date a porn girl, and then, like, you know, when it boils down to it and, you know, I go ahead and do a shoot and then they ask you, they're like, how was work today? And I'm like, do you really want to know? Like, are you sure? Like, I don't know. And, you know, they just can't, some, like, you know, some guys, I think they just can't go ahead and handle, you know, that aspect of it.
Guys have a harder time.
Yeah, they don't see it. They don't really see it as it, because it is a job. It's, you know, it's acting. It's, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And they don't realize that, like, I feel like it to me, this might sound weird, but, like, sex is only a little part of, like, what porn is. There's so much more to it, I think, you know, it really is acting, you know. Yeah, you're having sex, but, like, it's acting, and sex is just, like, only a little portion of what it is.
Yeah, and I think that guys, and maybe some women, I was, you know, tossed aside by somebody because I was in the adult industry, but I think that's just because here the people are so closed-minded in Mexico. You know, all the Catholic influence and things that go on here. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you really have to set aside your ego when you're in a relationship. If you're not in porn and your partner's in porn, you have to really put your ego aside.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that also what it is, too, it's like, it's definitely shaped my idea of, like, what sex is and also what, like, relationships are in a weird way, where, like, I remember going into, like, you know, when I had, like, only one boyfriend before porn, and I only had sex with one guy, and I didn't really, like, I feel like back then didn't know exactly, like, what I was, like, you know, what it was. So
what porn was, or what sex was
really, and, like, you know, like, what my, like, you know, how that plays into, like, you know, a relationship type of thing, you know. So I have been able to go ahead and distinguish, you know, porn sex from, like, you know, sex outside of porn. Exactly. Which, to be honest, I don't get enough of. I feel like I rarely have sex outside of porn, and so it's different, you know. For a while I was, like, struggling with, like, you know, what is what type of thing. But you come to a point where you're able to go ahead and, like, you know, turn that switch on and be like, okay, I'm acting today, you know, I'm shooting. And then you're able to go ahead and turn that off and be like, okay, you know, like, I'm not, the camera's not rolling, I'm in the comfort of, like, my own home type of thing, like, we're good, you know. So it's been one of those things, too, where you know, being able to go ahead and distinguish, like, you know, those two things, because I feel like it can get kind of confusing.
Well, it can, and you know, as humans, we all need a certain level of intimacy that doesn't have anything to do with sex.
Yeah,
it has to do with that human touch and that company.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though, too, is that, like, I feel like, especially, like, in my dating life, you know, guys find out that I do porn, and then they're over here trying to fucking do the most fucking craziest, like, Olympic fucking shit in bed, and, like, you know, having my legs get all fucking crazy, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I just, like, what if I just wanted to be held or something? Like,
yeah.
This is nuts. Like,
people, porn is not real life. Porn is acting, so.
It is.
You know, stop trying to be, you know, that guy.
Like, why is my legs going, like, 8 different ways? Like, what's going on? Like, holy shit. Like, no, they're expecting, like, the performance of their life, and, like, they're expecting, like, all this crazy shit, and I'm just like, geez, like, that's, like, if you think that's gonna happen right now, it's not. Like, it's not.
Yeah, and then their performance is a complete fail in the long run.
Yeah, and, like, I was, like, talking to a guy recently, and he was, like, saying that, like, I was, like, intimidating in that way because I'm in the industry. Like, you know, like, guys definitely get intimidated because they're, you know, expecting, you know, for you to go ahead and expect them to, like, you know, be this crazy fucking, like, sex god or something like that.
And yeah, and everybody's penis is smaller compared to the guy that you...
Yeah, that's what they think. And I'm like, no, but it's, like, it's different. You know what I mean? Like, and, like, it's so funny to having to explain that to, like, men, where you're just like, no, it's different. It's different. Like, I wish that, you know, you could understand that. It's two different things, so...
It is, you know, and you know, when you come off a set, I mean, I've only done 3 videos in my life, and they were with my partner. They were, you know, we did them together, and oh man, I'll tell you, you know, the minute that they hit the video streams on the internet, I mean, it was like I got calls from ex-girlfriends and from you know, friends, and oh my god, I saw you on X videos, and I was like, what are you talking about? And yeah, it's just like, you know, they're like, oh wow, so, yeah, I don't believe you're doing that to yourself now. I'm like, I'm not doing anything to myself.
Oh, I remember when my family found out, that was nuts. So it's actually kind of a funny story. So I flew in from LA, go ahead and see my family. It's coming over for, I think it was like Easter or something like that. And I was like, you know, gonna go ahead and have dinner there. And it was so funny because what had happened was my aunt's best friend's son saw one of my videos on Pornhub, and he didn't believe it was me. Like, he was like, and I have a lot of tattoos, so it's like you can't hide that. So he went ahead and, like, told his mom or whatever, and then she told my aunt.
And of course,
she,
yeah.
The
gossip hotline.
Yeah, so she's over here, like, we're, like, at, like, prayer, like, we're praying, like, you know, before we eat or whatever, and then she brings it up in front of my whole family, and it was crazy, because they were, like, at first they were, like, pretty mad about it, but then after a while they were, like, you know what, as long as you're being safe, as long as you're being safe, and, you know, you're taking care of yourself, that's all they cared about, and then they were totally cool with it, but it's like, when, like, you know, your friends find out too, they're just like, oh my god, what the fuck, like,
yeah, what's she doing to herself? I mean,
yeah, like, their opinions totally change about you too, and that's, like, yeah, like I said, like, definitely people don't realize, like, what comes with porn is, like, you have to, like, be, like, I don't regret it at all, like, you know, I would do it all over again, but there's definitely things that people don't realize, like, once it's out there, it's out there, like, you can't take that back, and, like, as much as you want to go ahead and say no one's gonna find my videos, no one's gonna see it, no, everybody's gonna see it eventually.
Yeah.
And so, just like, I, like, girls all the time that reach out to me and they're like, oh, like, I want to get in the industry, I'm like, okay, are you fucking sure?
Like, yeah, are you sure?
Make
you
sure
no
that you're, like, 110% on board, like, you can't be 50-50. Like, you have to be, like, 110% in, or else it's just, like, what are you actually doing?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and you know, people that think that, oh, I'll be a webcam model and nobody from my family will find out. That's just, you know, not true. Eventually, the family does find out, your friends will find out, and yeah, you might be treated differently when I came out, not when I came out, I shouldn't even use that word, when I came out, when I was exposed in magazines, you know, in my picture and the article about what I do and who I am and everything, all started coming out. I mean, I lost 50% of my vanilla work. You know, people don't even want, you know, a guy that shoots erotic photography, they don't want that shooting their daughter's 15-year-old party.
Probably not, no.
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, I mean, I still had a lot of mainstream weddings thanks to the business. I had a good reputation in the media business in Mexico. So I had a lot of important weddings, very important weddings. But then I lost some benefit things that I was doing. Like, I had a museum gig that I did there. I organized their runways and their fashion shows and stuff. And, you know, they cut me loose, so... You know, it's the price that you pay. So you're either 100% in. You can't put one foot in and one foot out. You got to be 100% in, and whatever else you can get is great. But don't expect that people aren't going to find out. So often in the beginning of the cam studios, they were like, "Oh, if you do it on, you know, webcam, your family won't find out." But of course they do.
Of course, no, they and it's always happens too. Like if you like, people think it happens like right away. No, sometimes it will happen like a year or two in, and you're just like, you start to get comfortable, you're like, okay, nobody's found out yet, and then it just like the rug gets pulled from under you and you're just like, oh fuck, everybody knows. Like, I remember going to like a bar in my hometown,
oh god,
and like bartender gives me the drink, and like the thing is, like, he knows me, and he was like, bye Jada, instead of like saying my actual name.
Oh wow.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, how did this happen? So it's funny at the same time too, because you're just like, okay, who actually knows? Like, who knows?
Exactly, here? Yeah.
Like, why are you staring, you know?
Yeah, I was at a photographer's studio in Cancun. And we were doing a Canon repair class, because I was a Canon certified professional. So we were doing this class, and in walks this other photographer, a sports photographer nonetheless. He walks in and he goes, "Oh my God, it's you! It's you!" And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "You're Kevin. You're the erotic photographer. You shoot all those naked girls." And I mean, outed in front of all the fellow photographers and people from Canon and everywhere. So, you know, the people from Canon didn't care. Their ambassador is a Playboy photographer. Their ambassador is a Playboy photographer. He's been for 45 years. When I started at Rolling Stone, he was in Rolling Stone. He moved to Playboy. I moved to Travel and Leisure. And then from there, I came to Mexico. And then from there, the rest of it's history. But, you know, I did shoot nudes back in New York, in the studio in New York. That's how my parents found out. Actually, what I did. They came to visit me one day in Manhattan. They came to the studio, which was also my apartment. And of course, I had some of my best works hanging on the wall. And so my mother and father walk in, and they're like, my father's eyes went right to the first picture on the wall, and I was like, oops.
You're like, I forgot to take that down.
Exactly. You know, when I have people over or mainstream work, I always switch it out. But I mean, it was tasteful, black and white photography that was done on film, because back then it was just film. And, you know, I did the basic processing in my darkroom, and then I took it to a lab for them to enlarge it and to get, you know, these big wall size pictures. But, yeah, I mean, that's how it came out to them. And my father was like, is this really what you want to do with your life? Is this what you want people to know about you? And I was like, well, I really don't care what people know about me. I really don't care what people think about me.
Yeah, that's definitely one way. I mean, except for your family to find out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at least the thing that kind of goes to show you, too, like, you're comfortable with what you're doing. Like, you weren't, you know, paranoid about it, where, like, you were, like, frantic to go ahead and be like, oh, my God, I have to hide it before they get here. Like, yeah, that just shows that, like, you know, like, I feel like if you were, then you would
definitely take it down.
Yeah, you would have been more like, okay, I'm going to just take it down. But the fact that, like, you know, maybe it slipped your mind or whatever, that just shows that you're in your element. That's cool.
Yeah, and I'm comfortable with what I do, you know, and I feel that as I said to my father, I behave in a very professional manner, which is why I keep getting, you know, repeat clients. And I have girls that I've shot for 14 years. They still come back. And I even have one that I've shot since she had her second baby. And we're still friends. I met her whole family. They know what she does. They know what I do. And, I shot her one daughter's sweet 16 for her. So, I mean, I even shot her boyfriend once. But with a gun, not with a camera. No, I'm just kidding.
You're funny.
Well, I always give everybody the opportunity to tell me, where do you see yourself in the future?
Oh gosh.
Short term and long term, what are your goals?
Short term, I want to travel, definitely. Long term, I feel like it all fits into one. I want to travel. I want to go ahead and really like skyrocket in this industry. And then maybe eventually, like, you know, start going ahead and like doing like some sort of directing or producing. Something like that, because I feel like, you know, I'm starting to go ahead and learn and know enough where I feel like I could go ahead and make something cool with that. So that's definitely something that I'm interested in. And just, you know, just living life, enjoying every moment of it and getting fucked.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's all I have for right now. But yeah, maybe like opening some sort of type of business within porn would be cool. Or like, you know, and also having like a podcast too has really helped, just because it's a way for me to go ahead and get comfortable within the industry a little bit more.
And you meet a lot of great people from the industry.
Yeah, it's kind of cool though too, because it's like you talk to people that you like, you know, you maybe normally don't really talk to, and it's a really cool way to go ahead and get to know someone and, you know, make a friend. And it, you know, I used to be really scared with like talking to people, and it's helped a lot. So it's been really nice to like be able to meet people, even though, like, you know, I can't meet them in person sometimes, but, you know, for them to go ahead and reach out to me and like, you know, want to chat with me for like X amount of time, it's fun. it's fun.
And if you could give aspiring, you know, adult entertainers a piece of great advice, what would it be? What would be your best piece of advice?
My best piece of advice, so there's three things. So the first one would definitely be, make sure to take care of yourself in all aspects, you know, whether it be your mental health, physical health, like make sure you're always staying up to date with that. Two, like, you're gonna have to have really fucking tough ass skin, really tough skin to be in this industry, just because it can be hard, you know, it can be hard. It's gonna change a lot of aspects in your life. So having that tough skin and, you know, being able to like be comfortable, like voicing like what you're comfortable with and, you know, sticking to that. And then the third one, which is the most important, is point your fucking toes when you're shooting. Point the toes.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned that.
Explain that to me, will you?
That's the best point, like, advice I, like, you know, have given, you know, to anyone. And like what I've learned is, like, you know, I'll go ahead and look at some of my fucking, you know, movies, and my feet look crazy because they're just like flailing around everywhere. And then I started like pointing my toes when I would shoot, and I'm like, this looks a million times more better than anything. So I just like, whatever, like, you know, like even like my friends that, like, you know, they're just like, oh, I want to film something cute with my boyfriend, like, whatever. And I'm like, point your toes. Point the fucking toes. Whether you're in fucking doggy, missionary, whatever, I don't care. Point the toes the whole time. It looks better.
Well, I mean, even as a photographer, I never thought about that.
Yeah, it looks better to me, because, like, think about it. Like, you know, like, if, like, a guy is, like, stretching your legs, you know, crazy and your feet are just kind of flailing around. It doesn't look very cute, but if you point it, it's a little bit more like elegant, I guess. It looks more graceful. It's a little bit more sexy. You can see your legs a little bit more and your calves. So,
yeah. I mean, for me, I when I shoot, you know, models, or if I'm shooting somebody from the industry, I never shoot without shoes. You know, they should have heels on, or they should have some type of footwear on, whether it's boots or whether it's heels or whether it's sneakers. I just can't stand shooting models in their bare feet. I don't know what it is.
Even like when I'm wearing heels, I still
point your toes.
I still point my damn toes. And like, there's just little things that, you know, I check before I shoot. Like, you know, like I do like a wipe down of everything again, shower or whatever. Like, I'll shower when I get to set too. And then like, I lotion myself up because I cannot stand like
looking dry.
Well, I don't like my skin looking dull on camera. And like, you know, like even like another thing too is like sometimes when you're shooting, you're not always wearing heels, like, you know, you're barefoot. And I can't stand it when, you know, like if you're walking around set and like, you know, the like the ground is like, you know, maybe not as clean, like the floors or whatever.
Yeah.
And like there's dirt on your feet. And that's on camera. Like, no, I will literally go ahead and make someone like help me and like wipe like the back of my feet before I like even start filming, because I can't. That's so, having dirty feet on camera is insane to me. I just can't. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I become so like particular with those type of things. Just like little things like that. I mean, it might sound insane to some people, but to me, like in my head, it makes sense and it works.
No, I mean, it is important to have clean feet, whether you believe it or not. I did shoot a model one time who had dirty feet.
Yeah, and it's like, it just looks crazy.
Yeah.
It just looks so bad.
She was playing in the street before she came up.
Yeah, it just looks nuts to me, and I'm like, I can't have this. So I just, yeah, I check every time now.
Well, it's a good piece of advice then. And, yeah. You know, and go along with that, make sure your feet are clean. Not just that, you know, you point your toes, but make sure your feet are clean. At least the bottom of your feet are clean.
Yeah, that's what's most important. So yeah, I guess that's my advice for anyone who's like, you know,
thinking about getting in the industry.
Thinking about being in the industry, or, you know, like maybe even just like, you know, shooting their own content or whatever. I think those are the things that like I've learned in the past couple years, and you know that.
And your advice number two, the thick skin. I mean, that's not just the adult industry. If you're getting into any part of the entertainment industry, you have to have a thick skin.
Oh yeah, no, you definitely do. And like, I feel like there was even some agencies before I even you know, got with Cox that like, they turned me down because, you know, I wasn't this, I wasn't that. And like, it, like little things like that, like it does get to you, you know? It's like,
oh yeah,
it does.
Even
get
if they're
to you.
Backhanded comments that, you know, are pointing out something negative about us, you know?
Yeah. And the thing is that sometimes, like, you know, some of like these agencies or whatever, like they don't realize like those little things, like some of the comments I feel like are just like not needed. Like, you don't need to go ahead and say that to someone. Like, what if like they're struggling with that aspect in their personal life, and you know, you just went ahead and like shot down their confidence that they're like trying to build for themselves. Like, you know, just like they're like, you don't want, there's like certain things that, like, you know, I don't feel like is like needed to be said, and it's just like, it's just fucking rude. So yeah, definitely having that thick skin is, it's important, you know, within any entertainment industry, whether it's like, you know, just regular acting for TV, or, you know,
modeling, fashion, whether you're doing erotic, you're doing fashion, you're doing catalog, you're doing runway, whatever you're doing, you better have a thick skin, because, you know, people are going to try to pass you by changing the way you feel about yourself, making you insecure and making you fail.
Yeah.
That's sometimes what people's goals are. And you know, I feel that in our community, in the adult community, I feel that it's not as bad as it is in the mainstream media.
Yeah, no, it's the adult industry is, I feel like it's definitely different in that way. So yeah, for sure.
But yeah, thick skin is very important. Mm-hmm. So as we come to the end of tonight's show, I always ask my guests if they have anything that they want to add for our listeners that we didn't cover. So Jada, do you have something you want to add before we finish?
Not particularly. I will be at XBiz.
Oh yeah, let's tell the listeners that.
I'll be at XBiz
from Miami,
yeah, 16th through the 19th. And then I'm actually shooting today, so that's gonna be fun. I'm doing a live shoot, so that will be cool. Here in Los Angeles. And there's definitely going to be some new movies coming out soon. You know, I'm constantly shooting content now, now that I'm getting kind of like the hang of it more. But other than that, that's all I really have going on. And then you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at JadaXCruzXX.
So. And we're going to put all of her social media, all of her OnlyFans, many vids, her, and links to everything Jada Cruz is going to be in the description.
Yes, and it's all in my bio too on both of those platforms. So
there you go.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, also, Jada is an upcoming cover girl for Eroticism Magazine. So be sure to subscribe and don't miss her or any of our future issues and talents. We were just discussing this beforehand, no? And it looks like we're going to have Jada in June. She's going to be our June cover girl.
Yes.
So, yes. That'll be exciting.
Yes, I'm so excited. But thank you so much for having me. This has been honestly really, really fun, and it was really easy to talk to you. So thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. You have no idea.
All right. Thank you so much.
So that being said, I bid you all a good night filled with erotic dreams and incredible sex.